what we need to be about, all of us, regardless of where we are in life. Some of us may go to a foreign country. A lot of us will never go to a foreign country. But we're all called to do the exact same thing. And the reason why is this. Chuck Swindoll, Pastor Chuck Swindoll, wisely said, "Do you realize that there are only two eternal things on earth today? Only two. People and God's word." He says everything else will ultimately be burned up. Literally everything else. And I don't know if you've thought about that very much, but it's really true, isn't it? When we look at what lasts forever, it's certainly not the things on this earth. Bev and I received a phone call from our daughter-in-law yesterday. Her family, her mom and dad, live in the Spokane area, outside of Spokane, up in the mountainsides there. And we were told that in just a matter of literally minutes, everything that they had was gone. They knew that there was a fire on the lower part of the mountain. And they went back up to their home, and literally in minutes, they realized that if we don't get out of here now, we're not going to get out of here. In fact, they were able to throw a computer, two dogs, in two vehicles, and head back down the mountain because that was the only way to go. And now they're going back through the fire to get out of there. And hours later, when they went back, hoping, you know, we were all praying that the Lord would miraculously just move the fire. That did not happen. In God's sovereignty and wisdom, everything was gone. And the pictures are just devastating. And it just made me realize that is so true. I mean, we try to hold on to so many things in this life when in all reality, everything's going to be burned up eventually. Except for two things. God's word and people. And I just want you to think about that for just a moment. And how do we know that is true? Well, we base it on God's word, right? We know individually, we know that getting out in life, things will be taken from us. How do we know what's going to last? Well, again, God's word makes it very clear. And I want you just to look with me for a few moments at this. Look at Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. And we could go to so many other passages as well. But Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 sums it up quite well. When the prophet says this, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever." The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. The Holy Spirit inspired word of God is what gives us this biblical worldview. And if you heard through what Maxine shared and what the website of LCC International University says, it talks about a Christian or a biblical worldview. How do we get a biblical worldview? How do we get a Christian worldview versus a pagan worldview? Well, we go to the Word. And the Word is what gives us this benchmark for truth. As you well know, people today are looking for truth. People are looking for answers. What can we base life on? And people are finding, as you well know, that you can try to find truth. You can try to find hope, peace, joy in life from all kinds of sources. But the only thing that is going to last is the truth that comes from the Word of God. That is the benchmark. It's unchanging, and it is that which will stand forever. It will last for all eternity to come. So if you are wondering, what is it that I can have in my life today that I can be guaranteed to have in my life tomorrow and for all eternity to come, is simply God's word. God's word. And that's why it is imperative that you and I know God's word, that we know God's word so that we fall in love with God's word, so that we stay in God's word. But it doesn't stop there. As Pastor Swindoll said, the other aspect that will last forever for all eternity, people. People. And this is who Maxine Verne and all the team met. People of various backgrounds, shapes, and sizes. Now, look at Matthew chapter 25, verse 6. Matthew chapter 25, verse 6. At the conclusion of the parable of the sheep and goats, the story that Jesus told of the judgment yet to come, this is what he said. He said in verse 26 of Matthew chapter 6, "And these," referring to unbelievers, the goats, those who reject Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, "and these will go away into," now look at the word, "eternal punishment." Eternal punishment. "But the righteous," referring to the believers, to the sheep, to those who trust Jesus as Savior, who yield to Jesus as Lord, "but the righteous into eternal life." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Just as the word of God lasts forever, so will the souls of all people. What's going to last with you and me? It's not our physical bodies, is it? We know that's not the case. We're decaying already, and it only is going to get worse until we get our new bodies in glory. So what is it that will last forever for all eternity? Well, it is the soul within a person. And Jesus makes it very clear. For those people who reject Jesus Christ, who say, "I want nothing to do with you and your plan of salvation," for those who reject Jesus Christ, their souls will spend eternity in punishment, forever separated from their loving and merciful Creator. But for those people who accept Jesus Christ, their souls will spend eternity in glory, forever in the presence of their loving and merciful Creator. The bottom line is, and we know this, people will indeed live forever, some with the Lord God and some away from the Lord God. And it's easy, I think, for you and me today to sit here and ponder on this for just a second and wonder about other people. But folks, we have to first look at our own selves, don't we? You and I have to make certain that we are not those who reject Jesus Christ and his call for salvation, but we are those who accept Jesus Christ. We believe the truth of the eternal word of God, and we live it. We live it in that we accept it. So first and foremost, we have to look at our own personal lives, our own hearts. Where do we line up? Where will we be for all eternity? In the presence of God in glory or in eternal punishment? But listen, we can't stop there. And again, that's the beauty of what Vern, Maxine and all of the group that went together to LCC, that's the beauty of what they did. They went out because of the heartbeat they have for other people. And this is what you and I must be a part of. If the two things that will last forever are the Word of God and people, then we had better be in the Word of God and we had better be in the lives of people. And I cannot help but wonder, how committed are we to this? You and me. Especially those of us who call ourselves followers of Jesus Christ, how committed are we to both the Word of God and to people? One final passage. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 through 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 through 23. The Apostle Paul wrote this. He said, "For though I am free from all," meaning that I am free to live my life as I so choose, "for though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all that I might win more of them," win more people to the gospel of Jesus Christ and the salvation of their eternal souls. Verse 20, "To the Jews," Paul said, "I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I become weak, that I might win the weak." And then he puts it all together by saying this in verse 22, "I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some." Now, you know as well as I do that Paul is not saying that he is the one who saves. Only sovereign God does that. But Paul was saying that I am committing myself to being one of God's instruments for the salvation of the souls of people. And then he wraps it up in verse 23 by saying, I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. Look at the life of the Apostle Paul all throughout the writings of Scripture, and you will see that he was committed to both people and to God's word. He said to all people, to all people. And Maxine, that's what I appreciate when you talked about there were Ukrainians, there were people from Japan, there were people from Iraq, there were people from Mongolia. On and on and on it goes. You're looking at bringing people together for the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ and bringing people together to become servant leaders. And that's exactly what Paul is getting at here, isn't it? That is exactly what Paul is saying. I will do anything and I will sacrifice anything to win people to Jesus Christ. And how does Paul say that that will take place? He says it will take place when you commit yourself to being a servant to all. And for me, that's the difficult spot right there. You mean I've got to serve other people in order to help them see the gospel of Jesus Christ? Well, exactly right. I mean, that's the epitome of Jesus. That's what Jesus himself became. Remember, he said, I did not come to be served. I came to serve. So the question is, what is it that you and I, based on the leading of Scripture, what is it that you and I can take from the word to give to other people by being a servant? What is it? Well, it's the very act of service, isn't it? It's the very act of wherever we are in life, whatever we're doing in life, having that mindset of a servant, that I will seek to serve you in some way. Listen, I'm convinced it starts at home in our families, and then it permeates out from there. So that everywhere we go, so that everything we do in life, our mindset is, I want to take that which is eternal, God's word, and I want to apply it to those who are going to be eternal people, and I want to see the two come together. And folks, again, I just have to ask myself, and hopefully I'm asking you as well, how often do we have that way of thinking? How often is that our mindset? So that when we go to a simple grocery store and we're engaging in conversation with someone, in the back of our minds, are we thinking, this is a soul that is going to last forever, and am I willing to serve that soul with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Whatever that might look like, am I willing to serve that soul so that they may very well know the truth of salvation? How many of us on any given basis get up and go through the day thinking that way? Lord, today I just want to be a servant, and I just want to see people's souls who are going to be eternal, and I want to see the word come along and come alive in their life. Did the team do that when they went out? Absolutely they did. Can you and I do that today? Absolutely can, wherever we are. If you do anything in this coming week, let me encourage you to do this. Look at people for who they are. Look at people for who they are. Get past that attitude. Get past what you may see in appearance. Get past even some action that is taking place. And look at the very depth of their soul. And realize that that is a soul that will either spend eternity for all time in the presence of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, or away from the presence of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And please, you and me both, let's be willing to give them the gospel of Jesus Christ through the word that we speak, but let's give it to them also from the way that we are willing to serve them. Look for ways to serve other people. Let's pray together. Father, how good it is today to simply be reminded of the reality of our calling in life. I thank you again, Father, for Maxine and Vern and all that were a part of LCC and Lithuania. I thank you, Father, for their willingness to carry out the Great Commission. And I also thank you, Father, that they don't do it just overseas. They do it at home. And Lord, we want to be those people who do the exact same thing. We want to be like Paul. We want to be like Jesus, where we are so connected with other people, all other people, that we are willing to serve them, to share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, I would ask for opportunities this week, but I know you'll give us opportunities. I know at the gas station, you'll give us opportunities. You'll give us opportunities when we're in a store, when we're walking down the street. You'll give us opportunities that we can't even begin to imagine, but they will be there. And Father, don't let us lose sight of the leading of the Holy Spirit to move us into that realm of being concerned for the souls of others. Lord, we carry on with life, yes, but let life be us committed to the gospel of Jesus Christ and to other people. We'll bless you for doing this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.